like I just said. Okay. We are live, and that theory has not panned out because we don't have any attendees in the attendee room. So, that's fine. Okay. Am I the only Yahoo with my video on? Gosh, goodness gracious.
I can't turn my video on.
It says you stopped the video for us.
Yeah, it says your host has stopped it.
That's okay, Ben. Man, that's okay.
Old setting, man. That's the old setting. This is like the first webinar I ever set up. Okay, you should now be able to start your video. Try that.
Oh,
there we go.
Wait, how come I'm showing up as Nate Green?
That's a good question.
Because you sent your link.
There you go. Okay. You used my link.
Todd Friedman's here.
Hey, Todd.
I just used the link that was on the email.
Yeah. There was another one that came from the city. But you can change your name in there.
Okay.
I think.
One, two, three.
There's a couple Nate Greens.
We have
the real Nate Green, please stand up. Right.
Yeah. So
we also have
Andy is also Nate Green. I mean,
I'm going to change my name back.
Well, at least Troy isn't me, thank God. Troy, how'd you change your name? I can't figure it out.
Troy. Go up to your right
corner. Oh, rename. I got it.
Should I rename to Nate Green, Ben Kessler? Sure. What should I do?
Sure. Nate Green,
yeah, whatever. I think, why not? Let's just keep things interesting here.
Seems like a sunshine law violation if everyone's Nate Green.
Well, and we won't meet a quorum either, Mark.
Right, exactly.
That'll be the biggest problem.
Hey, where's rename, guys?
Under, to the right of your name, the more button.
Hover on your picture, Andy, upper right corner, the three dots.
Oh, got it.
This is great. I can rename anything I want.
You could be anybody that you want.
Monique did that for a little bit, and then she was like, I better not do that.
I'll Trump on it.
Man, it is unbelievable how quorums show up when Nate Green's chair of the board.
Andy Madison.
Donald Trump. But you're not breathing hard. I mean, what's the problem?
Where's your mask, Donald?
I had to do it once.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
That is good.
Do you really want to be him?
Never, ever, ever, ever.
But Andy, you gotta breathe in.
Discovered how to do stuff in Zoom.
Did you see that video today of him, trying to breathe? It's not good.
He's going to the debate.
All right. Is he really?
Yes, he keeps saying it.
Oh, good luck.
Ton of people on this call.
Okay.
All right, are we ready?
I don't know. Troy Markham can't stop screwing around.
Let's see. So why don't we? And we have a quorum, Ben, right? You counted.
We have plenty.
Oh yeah, we've got a quorum. Yep.
All right, great. Okay. Well, let's get the meeting started. So I'll do roll call. And I'll just do it based on who I see. Mark Fischel.
Here.
Ben Kessler.
Present.
Monique Lampke.
Here.
Jessica Saad.
Here.
Donald Trump, a.k.a. Andy Madison.
Here.
Seriously, Troy Markham.
I'm here.
Sarah Gold.
Here.
Dahi Ben-David.
Yep, I'm here.
Heidi McCabe.
Here.
Bill Harvey.
Here.
Jeff Walker.
Here.
And Todd Friedman.
Here.
All right. There we go. Okay. All right. First thing we want to talk about is the conflict of interest policy. I sent it out after our last meeting. I think that I've gotten three, maybe four of them. So if you could find it again, please send it to me. If not, I will send it again tonight after our meeting. So just sign it. Sign it. There's no signature page on the bottom. Just sign at the bottom of it and date it, and then scan it and email it back to me, please. Let's see. Second thing, properties update. Bexley Square, we don't have, I didn't have Lydia from Newmark join us, but, as far as I know, there's no real issues. I think Heidi will talk about in the financial report what we got there, but, there's no real issues today that I know of. Ben, do you know if there's any maintenance items that we've had to do out there on the last month?
Not that I'm aware of. I did ask Lydia to get some pricing for paint, which, we've got some flaking paint that needs to be addressed on the front and the back. So okay, great. I don't know that I've heard from her on that.
I think we asked on that last call, didn't we?
Yeah. Have you seen anything from her on that?
Nope.
I could just call the guy who did it last time.
We could probably do that. Just see what the... they can do it. I'll ask her. I'll send her an email.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else have anything on Bexley Square? Okay. Cassidy property update. Heidi, do you want to talk about we signed a new agreement with them. Do you want to just talk about that a little bit?
Sure. So we're with Russo again. Their agreement expired late in the summer, and so we've extended with them. It's kind of a hands-off property. There's some mowing and things that have to do, but the two tenants are in there, so there's not really a whole lot to do. The fee's not very expensive. I would say the big update on Cassidy is that our line of credit is expiring middle to end of November. So we're getting some new rates from First Financial. And Nate and I are talking on Thursday morning, I think, to talk through whether, kind of more of a long-term, do we want to look at other rates? Do we need to, what kind of needs may the CIC need in the upcoming year? So we'll have, that's something that we'll be doing here in the next couple, the next 6 weeks or so.
Yep, so we renewed that, I think, a year ago. And so it's up ready to go again. So we need to look at it. And as Heidi said, is the figure out we want to continue with that or if we want to look at other options as well. So
question. Go ahead. Go ahead.
This is Todd. I have a conflict both with First Financial and Ohio State Bank, but since they're both Bexley residents, maybe we should get a quote from both.
I think that's a great idea, Todd. And I actually talked with the president. You sent me that information. I think you, or maybe it was Ben.
Dave Mallett.
Yeah, and I talked with Dave. I actually think. At this point, we've got our challenge, I think, is, Todd, as you know, we have several board members that are investors in Ohio State Bank, but we probably have others that are investors in the other bank as well. So as long as we look at all of our options, I think that's okay. But that's something we'll have to talk about going forward.
Now it disappeared. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
What's that?
We had a second Nate Green, but now we can see who it is.
Hello. Oh, okay.
All of us did that. Don't worry.
Hey, Heidi, question on the management. Actually, it was Dave Boland who told me this week that Russo has split off from Russo. So are we which Russo are we talking to?
It's the same entity. I don't know what that means though, as far as the splitting off. I can try to get more information.
I can fill you in. Rich okay. left Art. So he started his own brokerage and management company called Rich Russo Realtors. And they're out on East Broad Street.
Okay.
In Old Town East.
I'm not kind of familiar with the relationship. Is that kind of, that's who we hold the relationship with, is him?
So Rich is who we have always dealt with. but when, before he was under Art Russo, his uncle's brokerage. Mm-hmm. So he is now split apart completely. They are not together at all. And I would encourage us to continue with Rich if we're going to go down that avenue.
Okay. I think that's okay. He's done, you know, we've had a good relationship with him. He's done good work for, you know, on both the things. He usually does what we need and we ask. So I think that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's responsive, and especially, you know, it's not a huge fee on this. So he's, I would say very responsive, kind of, I'm assuming because of the relationship.
Yep. I would concur there.
Okay. So. I'll figure that out.
Okay.
If you want me to reach out to Rich, I'm happy to.
Okay, Dave, let me just go back and kind of confirm, and then I'll reach out to you, or otherwise I'll just reach out to him directly.
Perfect, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. All right, I don't think we have anything else on the Cassidy property. Moving on to the Ferndale property, Ben and I met with Jake, I can't remember his last name, but yesterday from the Central Ohio CIC, and he sent us a schedule for when they're going to do the demolition. And they really, I mean, I think he was going to check on some environmental issues. He didn't get back to us on that. But Ben, do you want to kind of fill everybody in on that and where we are?
Yeah, so we've been back and forth with them about the environmental issues. And the long and short of it is they have, I think, realized that they do not need to remediate the property. They're determining the extent of contamination right near the foundation that determines what sort of landfill they can put the building materials in. So I think they're finding that out, and we're aiming for completion by the end of the year. So I think we're hopefully getting there. Does that sound right, Nate?
Yep. That's exactly right. Great.
And then and we'll put fencing up after the demolition is complete.
Hey, Ben. Ben, it's Bill. I thought there were some issues we had to do with our zoning before we could allow that demolition. Did we ever get those cleared up?
Yep. Kathy says we don't have an issue. It's a first off, it's not single family residential zoning district. But then the other thing is that it's been condemned. The building has been condemned by the chief building official, and so not having. I'm told it's not an issue. So
okay.
If Mark wants to delve deeper into that, he can, but I'm satisfied with what I've heard so far.
Okay.
Right. Any other questions about the demolition issues?
So just a broader perspective, I apologize. I might've missed this if I missed a meeting, but what are we in a holding pattern in terms of a broader strategy there in terms of other properties or?
Yeah, you know, I think we'll talk about it a little bit more in executive session because there is one property that's in play. You know, Ben and I actually talked about it yesterday. I think we need to, as a CIC, get together and really talk about our strategy there. You know, we have new members of the CIC. We have new members of City Council. I don't think it would hurt for us to take, you know, an hour at some point, either in one of our meetings or some other time, and revisit the strategy that we had, you know, Jeff, however long ago that was, we started down that path, revisit that, and then talk about our strategy going forward. I don't think that'd be a bad idea.
Good.
Cool. All right, cool. Moving on to our finance report. Do we have Heidi, you have something? Yeah,
Nate, I'm sorry. Back to Ferndale for a second.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Ben, we're going to get the city to secure it. Ben?
Ben, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm having issues with my internet. So can you ask that question again?
I'm just confirming that we're going to have the city secure the building after our discussion this week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. All right.
Nate, it looks like I should just start sending you the balances so you can plug them into your agenda. I can run through them pretty quickly. So on the Ferndale account, there's $295,000 in there. We haven't had a whole lot of expenses out of there. For the Bexley Square account, it's at $292,000. And then our general checking account, there's $9,700 in there, and we have a small balance in the Cassidy account at $3,500.
What was the first number, Heidi?
For the Ferndale, it's 295, 514, and 19 cents.
Okay.
That's the full number.
I think based on that balance, I mean, we actually are pretty good with our rents on that property, even, you know, coming out of COVID and everything. Wouldn't you say, Heidi?
For Bexley Square, right now it's at 292. Yes, I know that Lydia's still, there's still a couple. I need to connect with her to get a better picture, but we're not in too bad a shape.
Yep, I agree. Oh, and Ben, we have that other account, which is our main account, which I think is $9,700, which is just the, isn't that what you said, Heidi, I think?
Right. So the basic checking account is the general checking accounts at $9,700. And then there's $3,500 basically in the Cassidy account. And it has a separate account.
Yep.
Cool. All right. We need to move into executive session to talk about a couple properties that, you know, we may want to do something with or not. Before we do that, does anybody else have anything that we want to talk about kind of in our open session about any of these other issues? We'll obviously come back into general session, but before we move to that executive committee, I wanted to throw that out there.
Looks like you've got a hand. Yeah.
It's Jess.
Yeah.
Heidi, you kind of touched upon that we may have a better report of Bexley Square moving forward. Could we just get copied on that, like how the businesses are doing within Bexley Square once you get that update?
Sure, I can break off kind of the rent, the current rent status so everyone can have an idea as who's holding where we have a balance and kind of where everybody stands. I'll circulate that to everybody.
Thank you.
Great, anything else? Awesome. Okay. When we move into, I'll make a motion here, but when we move into executive session, I sent you all a calendar invite that had a new Zoom link in it that we'll use for executive session. Do we need to do that, Ben, or not?
Yes, we do. We need to use that link.
Okay. So the link that I sent it to all of your emails
today.
Hopefully you got it. You all
just
got
now.
It.
Yeah.
Just now.
Yeah.
So Nate, and just to clarify with people, I'll keep this webinar going and my account will still be logged into it. I will join on a different account.
Okay.
So when we're done with the executive session, we will all come back to this webinar for the link from the link that you guys had. If that
Nate,
makes sense.
You said you just sent it right now?
I did.
I don't have anything.
I got it.
Can I ask a really stupid question?
Sure.
Do we have to close this webinar to open the next one?
Yes. Unless you're like Ben and you're going to have two Zoom opens. Zooms open.
I'm not that talented.
He's all fancy.
Yeah. Right.
Next level.
Next. All right. So I'm going to, I sent it in a calendar invite. I'm also going to put it in a, I'm just going to send you all an email right now with it in case you didn't get it. So Sarah, let me know. Sarah, you're on this email. So
I know. I see it now. Calendar invite versus the email threw me off.
Okay. I sent it again. So got now it. Everybody Thank should you. Have it in case you didn't get it in the email, in the calendar invite. Now I sent it through email. All right.
Yep.
Pretty good.
For don't that, leave yet. Somebody just left.
Don't leave yet. Don't leave yet. Who left?
Ben. I didn't leave. I just stopped my video.
Ben left. No, Ben's
I'm here.
There.
I'm
Ben's
here. Here. Stop Santa left. That's
well,
rude.
You keep moving around. It's all right. We still have enough to do it.
All right.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
Second. Pursuant to section wait.
No,
pursuant
wait, we got to read the whole thing.
22302B. Do I need
you
to
read the whole thing?
Yeah. To consider the purchase of property for public purpose or for the sale of property at competitive bidding, if premature disclosure of information would give an unfair competitive or bargaining advantage to public Again. Interest.
Second. Great. Okay, so we got to do a roll call on that. Let's see.
I have to do my roll call. Hang on one sec.
Mark Fischel.
Yes.
Monique Lampke.
Yes.
Nate Green. Yes. Sarah Gould.
Yes.
Dave Boland.
Yes.
Ben Kessler.
Yes.
Troy Markham.
Yes.
Andy Madison.
Yes.
Zahi.
Yes.
Heidi McCabe.
Yes.
Jeff Walker.
Yes.
Bill Harvey.
Yes.
And Jessica Saad.
Yes.
Great. Get out of this, leave this one and go to that Zoom meeting that I just started. Thanks, everybody. See you in a minute. Oops.
Hello.
Hello. Do we have everybody?
Not yet.
No.
Hey, Sarah, that guest visitor that you had sitting on your lap earlier.
Yeah. Yes.
They will not disclose any information we did in an executive session, right?
Nothing. Headphones in, and he was watching TV, so we're all good.
There you go.
Beautiful.
He was super cute. How old is he, Sarah?
He's almost 2.5.
Oh, was it bedtime and he needed to hang out with mom before?
Dad was working, you know, we're multitasking in the house always, so.
Yep. I get it.
On the lap, here we go.
Right. No.
All right. I think the person we're missing is Todd. But so let's do I have a motion to adjourn out of or get out of executive session?
So moved. Bill Harvey, so moved.
Well,
I'll
Bill,
second it then.
Yes, and Mark seconds it. Okay, so let's do a roll call for that. So
no, Bill, we can just do voice.
Oh, okay. So all in favor of getting out of executive session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, great.
That bark is opposed.
He is serious. He's a little dog, and he's got a big bark.
Good meeting, Nate. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, that's everybody. A lot. That's great.
Thanks, take everybody. Care. Great. Hey, we need a motion to adjourn, though. We need a motion to adjourn the actual.
So moved.
Mark.
Second.
I don't know who seconded. You Dave. Can take a guess, Ben. All right, all those in favor of adjourning? All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining. Yeah. We'll talk soon.
Cheers.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.